This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We've got a winning Wednesday today. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, your Islanders won, too.
Man. Islanders won finally as well up in Ottawa.
Not only did they win, they all won away from home.
Yep.
So maybe getting away from New York and the pressure that is New York, especially
around the
holiday time.
Did you tell me it's a privilege?
It is a privilege. But I also tell you that it is holiday time. It can be a little distracting at home, although the Rangers do play at home tonight against one of the better teams from the Western Conference. That would be the Colorado Avalanche. But, yeah, man, I'm telling you, all four teams won last night, and for different reasons, obviously. You know, the Islanders definitely needed a win. They have been spiraling downward, and they played a really bad Ottawa team, so they needed a win. The Knicks, you know, again.
They needed a win, too.
Well, they needed a win, too. But Tom Thibodeau kind of jumbles the lineup a little bit, and all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, my God, R.J. Barrett's back. You know, the Spurs don't play any defense. And they're, again, wide-open shots that are finally made. And that's really what it comes down to with this Knicks basketball team. If they hit their threes, they win. If they don't hit their threes, they don't win. And by the way, Julius Randle played a good game last night. The reason he did is because he didn't hold on to the ball. It wasn't, pound it, and try to force my way to the basket. It was ball movement last night. And, again, R.J. Barrett finally showed up. Finally, he's shooting, and maybe he's starting to feel better. They inserted Nerlens Noel into the lineup. And then they brought Mitchell Robinson off the bench. And he was talking about something about how he's in the weight room and getting too big. And, you know,
getting gassed too quickly
and all this other stuff. And I guess Thibodeau said when you're going to come off the bench, it seemed like Mitchell Robinson was happy about that. So when you win a game against a bad team, you know, that's you're supposed to win. And it's supposed to look like that. And that's the kind of the Knick team that we were hoping we were going to see that has already lost to a number of teams that they shouldn't have lost to. So maybe there's something to come out of last night. It is away from home, and that's the important thing. And they got to win, and that's all that matters. I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, for New England on Monday night, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Just come away with a win, because at the end of the year, when you get to game 17 and you finally get your final record, and whether it's 10-7 or 12-5 or 13-4, you're just going to look at that as another win. It doesn't matter how you win, just win. And I think that all four New York teams can come back here this morning and say, you know what, we had great games last night, and New York fans should be happy today.
Absolutely. So I wanted to get your opinion on this whole thing because, you know, Max Scherzer comes in. He's got $45 million, whatever the hell it is, $42, $43 million
for 44.
I said every number but the correct number.
Right.
But anyway, so he's got all this money for a couple of years to come in and pitch for the Mets. And apparently, according to a man named Pat Ragazzo, who covers the Mets.
Ragazzo. No, who the hell is Pat Ragazzo?
I mean, or maybe he goes by Ragazzo. I don't know. I believe that with the two Z's, it's Ragazzo. Pat Ragazzo. He's a verified account.
Okay, he's verified. I like that. He's a blue check guy.
My
blue check guy says what?
He says...
And where is he on the Heyman scale, by the way?
On the Heyman scale, if Heyman is a 10, where is Ragazzo?
Yeah.
I'm not sure where... I would say he's probably middling. Middling on the Heyman scale.
Like middling?
You think Mets beat reporters, what do you think? You think Puma first?
Mike Puma, yeah.
You think Puma, you think...
Martino?
Martino, you think DeComo?
DeComo.
You think of those guys. You don't go Ragazzo first.
Everybody Italian who covers this thing?
I guess so, yeah, I mean.
All right.
Much to Marcus Stroman's dislike.
Okay.
But anyway, so Pat Ragazzo, he's a Mets beat reporter with Sports Illustrated and Fan Nation. And he's got a whole page here, si.com/MLB/Mets. And then he's also a co-host with Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank. Okay, so then there's some legitimacy here now.
Right.
So, I feel like on the Heyman scale, he's up there.
Yes, he's
more than middling. That sounds more than middling, and he has it from a source that Scherzer would like Buck Showalter. Look, you can't go wrong with Buck Showalter. We talked about this yesterday ad nauseum.
Did we? I felt like we did a segment on it.
But I felt like, I don't know, we were talking about Brad Ausmus. We were talking about Joe Espada. We were talking about Buck Showalter. Is there anybody else you like? Quattario?
I don't know enough about him.
Right, we don't know enough about him. We all know who Buck Showalter is.
Yes.
Everybody around here knows Buck.
And, so that's why we want
that's
Buck,
why everybody,
right?
Well, I don't know. I think the far majority would like to have Buck Showalter as their manager. There are some dissenters, I'm sure, and those dissenters can be loud on social media. You just never know where they're coming from and what basement they're living under, living in.
Yeah.
So Buck Showalter is probably the safe and most popular pick.
Yeah, and if Max Scherzer wants him, I think that's probably, I think you adhere to that.
And you know why Max Scherzer would want him if, in fact, that is accurate?
Because he trusts him that he's not the novice and green and going to mess with him and all of that stuff.
Well, it's not only that, but he'll hold people accountable.
Yeah.
He'll make it easier for the players. He'll make it easier for the stars to come in and win. You know, it's like going to play with Bill Belichick. Yeah, the practices are hard. The studying is hard. The on-field practice with pads is going to be tough. You're not allowed to tweet. You're not allowed to do any of these things. You can't say anything stupid in the media. You know, nobody likes those kind of rules. But at the end of the day, when you walk off the field and you win, you're like, okay, that's what it's all about. It's about winning. And I think that's what Scherzer, if in fact these are true, which if I were Scherzer, that's who I would want as my manager. I don't want somebody green in there. I don't want somebody hired just because they're friends with somebody on the roster and they can talk to them and communicate with them. I'd want a real serious guy running the franchise. And, you know, we talked yesterday about the Jets and the Giants. They went with the novice route. You know, let's get the new head coaches in here. Let's give somebody else a chance. Let's not do retreads and all of those types of things. You know, Buck Showalter is not a retread. Buck Showalter is a respected baseball man throughout baseball. Now, he can grade on people. Don't get me wrong.
Sure, yeah.
But at the end of the day, he wants to win. And he knows more baseball than anybody else in the city. So I'm good with it. I'm fine with it. And if Max Scherzer wants it, that just amplifies it even more for me.
Now, you think this is different then? Because we've had conversations about Aaron Rodgers wanting input on the roster. And Kyler Murray said that he wants input on the roster. And also Russell Wilson said that he wants input on the roster. You think that Max Scherzer preferring Buck Showalter and being vocal about it is different than those guys and some of the conversations that we've had about that you don't like?
But you're saying Ragazzo is
Ragazzo.
Saying this. I don't know if Max Scherzer is saying this. This is a report.
Yeah.
What kind of report is it?
It's a new report.
It's a new report, not an old report.
It's a new report.
It's a new report. Yes. So, again, I don't want to put words in Max Scherzer's mouth. I'm just trying to say that if, in fact, these are true reports and they're new reports, that if I were Max Scherzer, that's who I would want.
Yeah, here's another one. This is a guy who does not have a blue check mark.
Why are we talking about it then?
Well,
This is where this is where it starts to get dangerous.
This is a non-blue check mark guy.
And, you know, you don't know who this guy is. He could be a Russian bot for all
he could be a Russian bot.
He could be coming from Ukraine. He could be coming from China. You never know.
His name is Michael Marino.
Again.
Michael Marino. He says he's an MLB, an NFL, Mets and Jets primarily news reporter.
All right, so this is what his title is?
That's what he says.
He's a news reporter for who?
It just says, if you're unfamiliar with my work.
Okay, we are.
Check this Google Doc to get links of all my breaking news reports. And he links to a Google Doc.
And is he working for a reputable news organization or
don't
sports
click
organization?
It. Sounds like a phishing scam.
Don't click on Michael Marino's Google Doc? Well, what's the worst that can happen? This is not my computer. It's the company's computer.
Well, the whole computer system for the whole company goes down. You don't get paid.
No. Here it is. It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
Okay, so what does this real thing say?
This Google Doc?
Yeah.
No, it's all the links to all his stories.
And where are these stories found?
That I don't know.
Is there a website or are they just on this Google Doc?
He puts it up on his Twitter. That's what
he does. His Twitter. Okay, but he's not blue checked.
He's not blue checked.
What's his name?
Michael Marino.
Al, do a background check on him real quick, will you?
And Michael Marino says, source. Steve Cohen has told Billy Epler that he wants Buck Showalter.
Oh, well, I would think that if he wants Billy Epler, then, I mean, Buck Showalter, then that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. It should be the end of it.
I mean,
right?
Wait, so you get Max Scherzer and Steve Cohen wanting Buck Showalter?
No brainer.
What the hell are we doing?
What are we waiting for?
What are we waiting for? Let's get it done.
I mean, unless Jacob DeGrom wants somebody different and Billy Epler wants somebody different and Sandy Alderson wants somebody different, then, I mean, those two guys.
Get him here. Makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you.
I think it's ding dong. It's Buck Showalter.
Bing bong.
That's what I think.
Yeah, well, you know,
I think it's.
To me, that the reason it is Buck Showalter or it would be Osmus, I would think, would be the other guy. Is because you want somebody that is going to have a wealth of experience and knowledge, and somebody who's not going to be nonsense. It's not going to be no bull crap. He's going to be involved in everything going on in the locker room, in the dugout, and he's going to have his hands on everything. And, you know, you don't spend $44 million a year on a superstar pitcher and not give him what you would consider, what we would consider the best opportunity to win with the right manager.
Yep, that's
now,
right.
Now, we can have 15 calls this morning. People don't want Buck. I don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear it?
You know, it's a decision that needs to be made by the organization. And let's stop messing around. Go get us a proven winner.
Damn right.
That's
he is a proven winner.
You know what? When the Knicks hired Tom Thibodeau.
We knew we were getting.
But we also knew that he was going to be hamstrung because he wasn't going to have superstars. So we needed somebody in here that was going to play defense and was going to preach defense.
Yeah.
And that's why Tom Thibodeau made the most sense, considering the gaggle of coaches that have come through here for the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, the Rangers fired their coach. I like the previous coach, but this coach I like too. But a lot of it has to do with winning and the way that they're playing. You know, so Gerard Gallant is turns out to be, you know, a pretty damn good coach right now.
I thought results were the most misleading thing in the history of mankind.
Well, that's what Joe Judge would say, and that's what you would say if you are a novice head coach and you didn't realize results are going to determine whether or not you're going to keep your job.
Yeah. So I've got one more baseball insider tweet for you.
Okay, now one who is more. This insider?
This is John Heyman.
Oh, the Heyman scale.
The Heyman scale.
How many maybes, should-bes, could-bes are there in this?
None, actually.
All right, good. Is there something specific that he's saying?
Yeah, it says Buck Showalter, seen as the favorite for the Mets managerial job.
I mean, again, if Buck Showalter doesn't get the job, then you can go back to that tweet and you can say he's not really being 100% like
seen as the favorite.
Right. He is not definitely going to be the manager. I'm telling you, there's other guys still involved, and it looks like it's going to be him.
Yeah, and also, he
Guess
says
what?
That...
This is my blue check mark on my thing. Buck Showalter's going to be the manager.
He's going to be the manager?
He's going to be the manager.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, Heyman goes on to say that here's a key question for Showalter. How much does he want the job? He may not want the job. He goes, belief here is that he does want it.
Oh, belief here.
Belief here is he does want it. As he was a finalist for the Phillies and Angels jobs the last couple of years.
Believe me, he'll take the job. He's got Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer as his, you know, that's like having Tom Brady as your quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, you're taking the job.
Well, he's interviewing today.
Sidney Crosby as your captain.
Yeah, you
do. I mean, you're taking a job.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's interviewing today, and you're telling me your blue check mark. Put it out there. Tweet it out. But the sources I'm hearing.
What I'm hearing is where there's smoke, there's fire. And he's going to be the manager.
That's it?
Yeah.
Done? Doesn't matter. These other guys.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you think, I think, or anybody else thinks. All that really matters is what.
Signs are pointing.
Steve Cohen thinks. And if Steve Cohen thinks that, you know, he wants Buck Showalter, he's going to get Buck Showalter. Look, Steve Cohen is not investing this kind of money in this team and making these changes. And putting
some a novice
slap
manager in there.
Behind the you know, on the bench.
That's right. Not doing that.
We're gonna get serious.
That's right. It's finally time to get serious. All right, Boomer and Gio on the fan.
We're like a big time team now.
Well, if Buck gets the job, we'll see. I don't know yet. I gotta
getting
see
the job.
It.
Come on.
I'll see it. When I see it, I'll believe it. And maybe he interviews today, and that's it. Bing, bang, boom. He's the manager, and we get a press release later today. Maybe that happens.
When do we have a Zoom conference? Well, you wouldn't have to have a Zoom conference because he's here, right? I would think.
Well, I don't know. Does that affect the lockout or anything? I don't know.
He's not. They're not affected by the lockout.
Okay. So they could open up Citi Field and do a full press conference for
Why not? Let's go. Keep it going. Keep the back page. You know,
yeah.
This is what you want. You want people to be interested. Hire him. We're all interested. We're all happy. And now we're ready to go. Now just get the damn lockout over with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So we had some winning last night. It was all across the board with the Knicks, the Nets, the Rangers, and Islanders. Jerry Recco here to detail that and plenty more. What's up, Jerry? Good morning.
Well, I call this a Winner Wednesday.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by H.L. Gross Jewelers. Shop H.L. Gross in Garden City or at hlgross.com. So let's get to some of the winning, some of the sound. Knicks win last night in San Antonio, 121-109, as they were firing from deep, as they say. R.J. Barrett, 7 of 8 from 3. He had 32. Here's Coach Tibbs.
He's feeling better, so we'll start with that. He was knocked down pretty good, not feeling well. So he's back in the gym. He's putting a lot of extra work in.
And Barrett himself says the Spurs' game plan allowing him to do his thing.
Defense was really, really focused on Julius a lot. They were doubling him every time he had the ball. And we just moved it. I was able to knock him down.
Ball didn't stick, as they say. Barrett, the 32. Randall, 15, 7, and 7 assists. Here's Tibbs. Figured he'd be solid.
He was terrific in practice. Yesterday, he was great in the shoot-around. So I knew he was going to play well tonight.
And he did. And so the Knicks snapped their three-game losing streak. He got 16 from Emmanuel quickly. They're back to 500, 12 and 12 on the season. The Spurs are brutal.
You know, the interesting thing, I think Obi Toppin only got 11 minutes last night.
Well, he's trying some new things out. As we mentioned, Mitchell Robinson off the bench, Nerlens Noel starting. I mean, he's obviously kept. This is the first game, by the way, they won since Kemba went to the bench. So that was becoming a thing, too. With this losing streak. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they were up significantly. Things were working. R.J. Barrett was really, really good. I didn't make too much of the Obi Toppin minutes last night.
Meantime, the Nets were in Dallas, and they were trailing by a lot, down 17 in the third, but they came firing back.
Harden's got it. 5 to shoot. Bumps with Doncic. Takes it left. Go to the rim and lays it in with a left hand. Oh, strong drive by James Harden.
And a strong call from Chris Carino right here on the fan.
Hey, by the way, your buddy Shaq last night said, the Nets got enough. They can win a championship with what they got. They only need two guys.
Oh, I agree with that. If James Harden plays better, I do agree with that.
Yeah, he also said that James Harden will get better as the season goes on. And
He has gotten better.
Yeah.
I think you've seen that. Here was KD getting the offense going. Durant had 24.
Was able to get some good stuff. Once they threw the ball to me in the post, they started doubling so hard. We kick out now and then, close out situations. Now we're getting two on the ball, kick out for mid-range, kick out for threes.
And hitting open shots. Harden had 23, 9, and 12 assists. Two teams. This was not exactly pretty to watch. A combined 17 of 72 from three-point range. The Nets were 8 of 26. Dallas was 9 for 46. Nets will be in Houston tonight. The Knicks, meantime, are somewhere. They're at Indiana coming up later tonight. There was only three games last night. The other one was in Los Angeles. You had Lakers-Celtics and LeBron getting going.
Marcus Smart will inbound it under the Celtic basket, and it's deflected by Anthony Davis. Stolen by Davis. Length of the court pass to LeBron. Slam dunk!
Lakers radio with the call. LeBron had himself a big night, 30 points, but was interesting. Couple of things here. So LA is like a 500 team. They have not been great. LeBron has missed a lot of time, which we know. I guess there are rumblings about Frank Vogel being fired. You've got Charles Barkley on TNT. Loves Vogel, apparently.
Yeah.
And he is not a fan of Anthony Davis, who from time to time kind of disappears in games. So he pretty much put him on blast last night on TNT.
If the Lakers were going to be any good, it was all going to be on you. Has nothing to do with Russell, had nothing to do with LeBron, and the rest of them old-ass geezers they put together out there. And now y'all on cross the line, because I really like Frank Vogel.
I think this was at halftime, where Anthony Davis had 7 points on just 3 of 5 shooting at halftime. Like, he's invisible. And so him and Shaq, they get after this guy nonstop, so he's got to be better. But they win last night, 117-102 was the final. Lakers 13-12 on the season. Week 14 of the NFL will begin tomorrow night with your Vikings taking on your favorite coach and Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. Steelers coming off a terrific win over the Ravens at Heinz Field on Sunday. Mike Tomlin quickly turning the page, putting in the work for his club.
Work to formulate a plan that highlight their strengths individually and collectively and minimize their weaknesses individually and collectively in an effort to pursue victory.
Oh, my God. So yesterday I interviewed Joe Hayden.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so obviously he's one of their defensive backs that play for the Steelers. Now, he's hurt. He's got a bad foot. But I asked him, I said, you know, for us on the outside, and I told him about you doing the impersonations and all that other stuff, we love Mike Tomlin because he gives us something to talk about and laugh about. I said, what's he like on the inside? He goes, it's the same thing. He's telling us the same thing. Now, a little different. He may give it a little bit
More colorful.
A little bit more colorful to us. And the reason I like Mike Tomlin from where I sit, he goes, guy tells me the truth every time. He'll look me right in the eye and tell me exactly what he wants from me.
This was for Game Time, Joe Hayden? Oh,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah,
he's out right now, and apparently he's been taking his time to come back because he's also a free agent at the end of the year. There's some speculation out there that maybe he doesn't want to put some bad tape out there in his free agent year.
Interesting. Well, he wants to make sure he's 100%. By the way, he owns like 1,500 to 1,600 pairs of sneakers.
Does he?
Yes.
Interesting.
He sat in front of, his closet with all of his sneakers.
Yeah.
Someone asked Mike Tomlin about the short week coming up after the Ravens game, and his answer was, last week was last week, this week is this week, and next week is next week.
Took away what I was going to play next hour.
Oh, sorry.
I just found it before it came in.
It was great.
His press conference was 32 minutes yesterday.
Oh, I'm sure there's other stuff. Going some good stuff in there.
Cowboys were in Washington on Sunday. Big game in the NFC East. Jerry Jones in his weekly spot on The Fan in Dallas. The headlines are that he likes to watch games naked. That's not really what he said. He was asked on a bye week, how does he like to watch games? What does he wear? What does he eat? Stuff like that. This was the answer.
Well, I've watched him in everything that you have or without everything that you have.
Well.
On, as far as dress.
That was the comment.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even take that. It's such a stretch.
I mean, come on.
To say that he sits there naked and watches games.
He's so stupid.
You know, I heard this whole conversation yesterday. Hi, Allie. I don't want you going anywhere. I want you to sit down because I got to ask you about a few things, all right?
Oh, boy.
I felt like what he was saying yesterday came right out of Coach McCarthy's mouth.
Maybe.
Right? And that's exactly the stuff that he doesn't sit. He may watch a little film, but whatever Coach McCarthy said about their passing game.
I suppose. I mean, I thought a lot of what he said was pretty basic, too, though. I mean, the pass rush and how you disrupt it.
Do you mind if I interrupt for 1 second?
No, you do what you have to do. Your show.
So, you know, we've talked a lot about Allie getting married. Allie's our makeup gal. Good morning, Allie. Turn your mic. There you go. Good morning.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Hi. How's the big day coming?
Good. It's coming up.
Everything's
2 years in the making.
Yeah, a whole two years
almost,
in the making.
Yeah.
It's a big day, and you and Sal are going to get married, and I think it's something that's really special. You know that Al is not coming, and I know you and I have had conversations off the air, and I asked you if we could talk about this on the air, and you said yes. Disappointing that Al's not coming?
A little bit, yeah. A little shocking.
A little shocking.
A little shocking.
Shocking. Have you met him?
I know, but it's been 9 years that I've known him. He's
should be shocking.
Watched me grow.
Should be shocking when I show up to Long Island.
Yeah, right.
Let me ask you this: if God forbid that Al and Gina ever decided to get married, would you expect to be invited to their wedding?
And I'd go with bells on.
You would, and you would have probably offer to do Gina's makeup too.
I would imagine,
right, for free.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, all of this, and we're serious. I mean, this is like, he sent in his RSVP like first and said no, right?
Not like first of the group, but
right.
it did come in time to say just decline.
Decline, and
just
no note, nothing like that?
Yep.
Just a big, giant check mark.
There was nowhere for remarks.
A couple of people wrote notes like, sorry, we can't make it, or can't wait to be there.
Well, there should be a line that says reason.
Oh God! No,
I'm allergic to Long Island.
But Allie's much younger than me, so traveling is like it's fun. It's thing like when you get older, you don't want to do anything.
No, it's true. I mean, and there's going to be a lot of young people at this wedding getting rowdy. I can just tell already. It's a lot of like mid twenties, late twenties.
I don't want any excuses. I'm 8 months pregnant.
That's the other thing too. I mean, like, I know you've been somewhat emotional the last couple weeks around here, and then when we're talking about your wedding, and Al is so negative in regards to your wedding, we don't want the people that are coming to your
wedding. I'm not interested.
Yeah. We don't want people that are coming to your wedding think that it's going to be anything but fun.
I know. Well, Sal was getting texts on Monday. His friends were like, you're getting a shout out on air. So he's like, oh, what are they saying? That's awesome. That Al Dukes would be so miserable if he had to come to your wedding.
Right. Well, Boomer compared it to a funeral. Remember that? Yeah. There's funerals I don't want to go to. Wakes I don't want to go to.
Yeah, why bring that negative energy to such a happy occasion?
Well, you've brought it here and you've opened it up. That's why. And we've talked about it, you know, openly on this air.
Really, though, I want to thank Jerry. He's the one who said.
You're welcome, Al.
You know, do
and
you.
And trust me, you're welcome.
Do you, is what Jerry said. Do you?
I mean,
I'm 100% not going.
We all know that.
We know.
I mean, you know, for Allie's wedding, I mean, I kind of feel like we're like her celebrity posse.
But, well, you're the celebrity posse. But
you're there. Al's boring beer. You show up places. You sign autographs.
You and Gio, once you guys were in, that celebrity posse is up and running and all good to go.
I got to say, people were disappointed.
That Al wasn't going.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I will say that don't sell yourself short. There was a lot of people that were very excited that you were coming to the boat party, even though you were protesting it. Even the guy who owned the lake house and was the head chef there goes, Al Dukes is my favorite. Said, don't take any offense to this, but Al Dukes is my favorite. I'm going to be starstruck when I see Al Dukes. So there's going to be some people at this wedding that are going to be pissed you're not there. It's just that's the way it is. You're going to have to deal with that.
No, I understand that, but like Jerry said, do what makes you happy. When I turned 50, I decided I was going to do things that make me happy. And
got a dog that made you miserable.
That was a mistake. So I just going to it's so far away. I'm so far away from that. I'm 40 minutes from Eddie, and Eddie's like 2.5 hours. It's just like. It was just too much.
Eddie, what are you doing?
I couldn't handle myself.
I'm going out there early Saturday morning, dropping the dogs off at the sister's house.
And I've got a tent, and I will be in the parking lot, and I'll make myself a fire.
But Eddie loves free wine. Like, if there's free wine, he's in.
No, I have to say, Eddie was my first RSVP.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's very nice.
I was the last, yes.
Well, listen, Allie. We all look forward to Saturday.
Yes, me too.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Very excited.
We're sorry that Al's not making it and that he put you through all this headache and heartache and emotional stress.
And then the other weird thing was
I
sent a gift from the registry, and then the registry email goes, we'll let her know on her wedding day. I'm like, now she's going to think I didn't even send a gift. Like, let her know on her wedding days. There's so much going on. My gift's going to fall right
Would you like to tell her what you bought her?
No, I want that to be a surprise.
Might as well.
No, well, I don't want to make this about me.
Now, there was some speculation that you had already said no to the wedding before you sent us the text message.
Oh, that's what happened.
No. Not true.
That's what you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling you. He was texting with us, Allie. All right, who's going to Allie's wedding? Like, it was like a big thing. And I'm like, well, we're all going. Of course we're all going. Gio's like, I'm going. Jerry's going. Eddie's going. Of course we're going.
Yeah.
So, and then all of a sudden we find out
That he's not going.
No. That was not the way that went down. Was I was testing the waters. Then you're all going. Then I'm like, Yeah. So then that's when I had my heart to heart with Jerry Recco.
And Jerry,
what would
Recco
Al Dukes
that...
do in that situation? And Jerry was like, "We know you're a miserable person. You don't like traveling. You don't like driving in the car. I drive 2.5 hours a day. I don't want to drive on Long Island on Saturday. As much as I'm a big fan of Allie and Sal.
Yeah.
It's just that
sounds makes, like it. Yeah.
Just it would make me miserable, and I don't want to be miserable.
Now, Gina loves doing stuff.
Loves doing stuff.
And she loves Allie.
Yeah.
Yep.
So was she disappointed that you weren't going?
Of course, but she's been with me now 6 years.
She knows.
Been disappointed many times.
Very good.
Well, all right, Allie. Well, we'll see you this Saturday.
Yes, yeah. I can't wait to hang out.
Yes. All right, man. Have a great week. And
yeah.
We'll see,
this know. Is it. She's yeah. off yes. the next couple
That's
days.
It. She is off the yeah. next couple days.
So. Plus, it was like Allie's wedding. Then the next week, all day in the city with you guys. Oh my gosh. Back-to-back weeks.
The Christmas extravaganza.
Tough.
Oh, I should have planned my wedding on a different date.
Yes, I know.
Wanted to accommodate Al.
That'll be great. But you have a great week, and then we'll see you on Saturday, okay?
See you then.
You're unbelievable, Al. You really are.
I feel like that Christmas extravaganza we're going to make, like, once you're in here, it'll be fine. We're going to make sure that we're not going too far in the hotel and everything. We kind of made that Al Dukes proof.
I think Al's looking forward to Thursday.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, especially the walk up the High Line.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, we do.
Check
we
the
do.
Weather, by the way. It's going to be mild.
It's going to be great.
Mild.
But for him, he'll be here already, so it's easy.
Yeah.
I still would prefer to go home, but...
We'll have a good time.
I will do it.
At some point, just stop talking.
Yes, please.
Wow. What the F up?
Oh, man. Anyhow, just a couple of other quickies, and I'll get out of here. You got the Giants-Chargers Sunday. Keenan Allen placed on the COVID list for L.A., so not sure about him. And Baltimore losing Pro Bowl cornerback Marlon Humphrey the rest of the year. Torn pectoral muscle. You guys cover the Buck Showalter stuff. Nothing done, obviously. Mets trying to find their new manager. We'll see who it's going to be. Rangers beat the Blackhawks 6-2. Chris Kreider's power play goal in the third snaps a 2-2 tie. They've won 7 straight. How do you pronounce this kid's name? Juhar Kyra? Is that right?
Yeah, Kyra, yeah.
So he got just lit up by Jacob Trouba, taken off the ice on a stretcher, though said to be okay.
Totally legal hit, by the way.
Clean hit. Head totally was down. Illegal. And he just got blinded.
But then again, in hockey, you know, he's got a fight like 5 minutes later.
Correct. Which you expected.
He beat the hell out of the guy. So Jacob Trouba's stepping up.
Timmy Panarin with 2 goals and 2 assists. CBS Sports Network showing it now and just poof.
Yeah, where he got hurt is his head banged up against the ice. I mean, that was the problem.
This kid also got in a fight with Matt Martin a few weeks back. Joe Micheletti was talking about it last night. I didn't know that.
And Matt out last night due to injury, but the Islanders did beat the Senators 5-3. They snapped their 11-game losing streak. Rangers Avalanche tonight. Devils Flyers tonight. You got UConn taking on West Virginia tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So Clint Frazier went to the Cubs, and he's a guy who likes to tweet. Now that he's away from the Yankees, I'm sure you're going to hear a lot more from him on Twitter. So he tweets out, he goes, "I'm going to still be wearing number 77. I did request number 7, but it's taken, which makes it the first time that I ever requested number 7. With the laughing emojis. Now, do you remember that story? Susan Waldman came on WFAN and said that Clint Frazier had asked for number 7 on the Yankees. And
not
obviously
realizing what the hell was going on.
Right, but then he refuted that and said, no, I never asked that. So then he's still thinking about that from 5-6 years ago, whatever it is.
Well, I mean, so from a Yankees fan's perspective, if you believe Susan Waldman, then, you know, obviously it shows you that Clint, or you make... makes you think that Clint Frazier is clueless.
Right. But he said he was not, and there was no way that he would have asked for 7 in a Yankee uniform. So he puts this whole thing out, and he goes, by the way, this Cubs uniform is great and everything, all positive stuff. And then some Twitter troll writes to him, "I'm so glad this dude is not on the Yankees anymore." And he writes back, "Yeah, me too."
Yeah, I know. I don't know why these guys get involved in all this stuff.
Well, first of all, last year, did the Yankees not give him an opportunity to play?
Every opportunity. And then he had problems. He had concussions.
And he also
vertigo,
was terrible.
He had all sorts of stuff. Yes.
I mean, when he was healthy, he was awful. He couldn't hit.
You know what's amazing? So yesterday, I interviewed Miles Turner of the Indiana Pacers. He's 25 years old, and he's been in the NBA for 7 years. And he's a terrific kid. And he's kind of like a really well thought out. And I asked him, I said, "You're 25. You're right in the middle of the social media era."
Mm-hmm.
He played at Texas, you know, got criticized on social media when he was playing at Texas. He was a one-and-done kid. He lives in Austin now when he's not in Indiana. And I asked him, I said, "So what's it like dealing with the Twitter world?" And he goes, "Initially, I didn't have a good relationship with social media." And he was talking about all the criticism that he was taking. "But now I've learned to deal with it, and I've matured at the age of 25. And I try not to pay attention too much to it." You know, when you get a 4-year, $72 or $78 million contract extension by the Pacers, that
certainly
kind of validates
helps
who you are.
Yeah.
But again, it's like Clint Frazier's in that world. You know, Marcus Stroman's in that world. Like, they take everything so, like, seriously, and without even realizing that they're either being trolled or maybe there's some fan that has, you know, some beef with him with the way he played or the fact that he got hurt too many times. And it's really unfortunate.
I mean, you know what sucks about it is, too, I mean, the Yankees had plans for Clint Frazier. Unfortunately, he had some concussions and some issues there. And then they gave him an opportunity to play at the beginning of last year. Like, every day out
left
field.
They gave him the left field job.
They did. Coming out of spring training, "All right, let's see what you got." And he failed miserably. He couldn't hit.
And you want to know, Yankee fans wanted to see it.
Yes, everybody was called. Let's see, play the young kid. Get him out there. Let's see what he has. Give him an opportunity to play every day. You know, in this platoon situation or just occasionally. You're never going to really see what he has. They gave him that opportunity. And then he's tweeting out, "Oh, I'm glad that I'm not on the Yankees, too." I mean, that's just, if I were Brian Cashman, like, screw you, man. Like,
Brian
seriously.
Brian Cashman doesn't care.
I bet you he does.
No, he doesn't.
Because he'd been a Yankee essentially for the last, I mean, a long time now. They had big plans for him to be a part of the outfield. And it was another one of these things that didn't work out, like the Hicks contract and the Severino contract and Gary Sanchez, Gleyber Torres, Clint Frazier. It's like, God, there's a lot of them.
I know, but for every one of those guys, there's the Didi Gregorius, you know, there's the DJ LeMahieu, there's the Gio Urshela. I mean, you end up winning some and losing some. That's just a part of the business, especially in baseball, because there's so much movement.
Yeah, okay, but
you know, that being a GM's not easy for any of these sports.
Those baby bombers that everybody was talking about that were going to take over and take this team back to the promised land, a lot of them didn't work out.
Hey, come on, we sat here through, you know, all of it, and we saw Gleyber Torres and Andujar and guys like that basically jump off the TV screen.
Yeah.
And you said to yourself, wow, these guys are going to be great for a long time. Just goes to show you how hard it is to do it. And then with all the injuries that all of these guys have had and sustained and had to deal with. The one thing that really does bother me, though, in relation to Gary Sanchez and Gleyber Torres in particular, is that their laziness is obvious to everybody.
Yeah, and then they claim that's not the case with Gary Sanchez. It's just his personality, whatever. He works harder than everybody. I mean, we all watch it.
Everybody can see it. So that's the thing. It's like Saquon Barkley. You know, I don't want to say the things that I have to say about Saquon Barkley, but if you're asking me my God's honest truth about him, I have to tell you the truth about him. And I just have to say this is what I see. And if I'm seeing it, then I'm sure everybody else is seeing the same thing.
Oh, sure.
It's the same thing with Gary Sanchez. I mean, how many times we've had Yankee fans call in and say, well, he doesn't play defense good, or he lollygags down the first base, or he should be standing
loses his focus,
Yeah, I mean, all of these things that everybody says, it's because everybody is seeing the same thing.
Yep. Let's go to Leonard, who's calling from Long Island. What's going on, Leonard?
Yes, happy holidays to you and the crew over there.
Well, thanks, Leonard.
Well, thank you. By the way, today's another holiday, too, right?
Yes, this is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which allows us to park where we want with no alternate side. Yes.
I'm glad I figured that into my category. But can I talk to you about two categories, if possible?
Sure.
First is Buck Showalter. Showalter should put on his card, I want David Wright as a bench coach and some other bench coach so they can teach him to be a coach of the Mets, and they succeed from Buck Showalter as they did with Joe Torre.
Yeah, I mean, Leonard, why is it important to you to have a Met great be the manager? I never understood this with fans. You know,
I didn't. No, I would have chose Wally Backman, but they got enough controversy, so I wouldn't put him as a bench coach.
Well, right, of course. Yeah, we know that. But what is it about having these former great players as the manager of your team that means something to you? Isn't it about just finding the right guy?
Weren't they talking about like David Cohn as a pitching coach or a potential manager for the Yankees as well?
Mattingly as a manager at some point.
I don't want any of them. I want David Cohn because if he still wants to be in baseball, I don't know what his his status is, but if he still wants to be in baseball, he would be a good manager because
how do you know though? How do you know?
Because he's fundamental. He knows how to play fundamentals.
I mean, but all right. I mean, Derek Jeter knows how to play fundamentals. You think he'd be a great manager?
No, because he's not interested in that. He's interested in being an owner.
And you think David Wright's interested?
I said if he is. I didn't know what his status was. That's what I asked.
Yeah, Leonard, I don't know, man. To me, it's like there's this whole.
I don't know why the Knicks didn't hire Charles Oakley.
Seriously. No, but then, all kidding aside, like Patrick Ewing being the Knicks coach was a thing there, too. And
But the thing about Patrick Ewing is that he has paid his dues.
Sure.
I mean, like, he was an assistant coach in the NBA for 10 years. It wasn't like Steve Nash, they just said, hey, you're the head coach.
No, I know. You're right about that. But anytime there's a legendary player, I always think it's a bad idea for that legendary player for that organization to be then involved in that team with like a head coach or general manager. Because generally it doesn't even work out.
Here's what I would like. We had Mark Messier in here.
Yeah.
If Mark Messier ever could have become the president of the New York Rangers, you know, like being the face of the franchise and making the decisions as to who he would hire to run the hockey operations and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And be a part of the business and also be a part of the team. That's perfect. You know, I could say the same thing, and I'm not throwing anything out here controversial or any of this other stuff, you know, but Phil Simms for the Giants.
It's like in a president type of role?
Yes. I mean, like, it makes too much sense.
Makes too much sense.
And the only reason I say that is because, I work with Phil, and I don't want to lose Phil. I mean, Phil's great to work with, and I'm trying to be all honest here and everything. But, but Phil eats, sleeps, and drinks football.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's not on the radio station talking about baseball, basketball, hockey, and anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I think
this is what he does.
But isn't it better for that great legendary player for that organization to do it somewhere else just because, like, your legacy is intact already?
But I know that there have been players that have done that, like, and have gone other places. But I do believe that there are people that are legendary. And the thing about Phil is you got to think about when he came out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he came out of it when there was no money to be made. You know, we weren't making that much money, and he certainly didn't make that much money. It's one of the reasons why he spent so long of a time in broadcasting. But, you know, when we sit there and we talk every Sunday or we talk you know, on Friday when we do our conference calls and things of that nature, man, this guy's already watched like every single film of every single angle. Like, you know, he is eat, sleeping, and drinking it. I'm watching Knicks. I'm watching this. I'm watching that. I know who I'm going to talk about on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Then I can go back and I can watch that. I know that I'm talking about the Jets and the Giants. I know that I'm talking about the Bears.
But, like, you're talking about Phil as a general manager?
No, I'm talking about him as a president.
But, a president doesn't need to be watching film, does he?
The thing about it is that, you know, I don't – look, he's older than I am. And again, I'm not advocating. I'm just saying – I'm just using him as an example.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Alan Houston is with the Knicks, I think. You know, I don't know how involved he is now, but he's there. I know John Starks is there. I'm not talking about that role. I'm talking about a legitimate decision-making role. But that's not the general manager role. It's not the contract part of it. It's the player part of it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.